This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Western Front, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Russia unleashed a string of attacks on rail and fuel installations deep inside Ukraine Monday, far from the front lines of Moscow's new eastern offensive. The attacks apparently were designed to thwart resupply efforts for Ukrainian fighters. In Kharkiv, residents waded through the rubble and searched for supplies. In an interview with the Associated Press, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said more military assistance is needed from the West.
As long as Russian soldier puts a foot on Russian, on Ukrainian soil, nothing is enough.
Moscow now says its goal is to take the Donbas, the mostly Russian-speaking industrial region in eastern Ukraine. I'm Mike Gracia.
The United States will reopen its embassy in Ukraine soon, its top diplomat said a day after he and the U.S. Defense Secretary visited Kiev, promising more military aid and hailing its success in pushing back the Russian invasion. Both Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the fact that they were able to come to Ukraine's capital was proof of its tenacity in forcing Moscow to abandon an assault on Kiev last month. Blinken in Poland on Monday praised Ukraine's achievement in pushing back what he called horrific Russian aggression.
We want to see Ukraine remain a sovereign country, a democratic country, able to protect its sovereign territory. We want to see Russia weakened to the degree that it can't do the kinds of things that it has done in invading Ukraine.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. This is VOA News.